From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The death toll from an explosion in Tianjin, China, continues to rise. State media, citing official sources, said Saturday that 104 people have been killed, including 21 firefighters. Chinese authorities have ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosions that devastated an industrial neighborhood in the northeastern city. The Beijing News on Saturday said all people within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse explosion site are being forcibly evacuated from the area because of a possible chemical contamination. Sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical that can be deadly, was detected east of the site, according to police. A team of more than 200 military, nuclear, and biochemical specialists has been searching the area for possible dangerous chemicals. The official Xinhua news agency says that anti-chemical warfare troops rescued a man 50 meters from the blast core area Saturday. The People's Daily said the 50-year-old man was rescued from a container nearly 3 days after the explosions. At least 40 migrants have died and 320 others were rescued from an overcrowded smuggling boat in the Mediterranean Sea north of Libya. The Italian Navy said it believes the fatalities were caused by what appeared to be inhalation of exhaust fumes in the hold of the boat. The death toll is expected to rise. Europe has been flooded by tens of thousands of desperate migrants fleeing poverty and armed conflicts in North Africa and the Middle East. The International Organization for Migration said Friday that the number of migrants and asylum seekers who have been arriving in Europe stands at 230,000 as of July. This is VOA News. German lawmakers are expected to vote Wednesday on whether to approve a new bailout package for Greece. As Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, even though the deal has Greek and Eurozone backing, it still faces significant challenges.
After long hours of negotiations in Athens and Brussels to back the $95 billion bailout package, now comes the hard part. A number of Eurozone parliaments must vote on it, starting with Germany, one of the biggest bailout skeptics. The European Commission, the European Union's executive arm, wants parliaments to pass the deal by Wednesday. That will allow Greece to repay the $3.6 billion it owes the European Central Bank by a Thursday deadline. Some analysts doubt whether the measures, which include raising taxes, cutting spending, and privatizing state assets, will lead to growth and allow Greece to pay back its debts. What's certain is that in the short term, at least, they mean tough times ahead for many Greeks. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Iraqi officials say at least 11 people were killed and 35 others wounded when a car bomb exploded at a popular auto dealership in a Shiite suburb of Baghdad. The blast hit the Habibiyah neighborhood in Sadr City, the same district where a massive truck bomb ripped through a wholesale vegetable market 2 days ago, killing 67 people. Also Saturday, Reuters news agency reported that 2 people died and 7 were wounded in a bomb blast targeting vehicle repair shops in Taji, to the north of the capital. 7 more people died in blasts in busy commercial streets and markets in Jisr Diyala, Madyan, and Iskan. A Syrian rebel group said Saturday that a ceasefire negotiated with the Syrian army and its Lebanese ally Hezbollah had collapsed and that fighting had resumed in the strategic northern town of Zabadani. The 72-hour truce was reached earlier this week and was supposed to last until Sunday. But Ahrar al-Sham, the main rebel group involved in the negotiations, said that they had resumed military operations following failed talks brokered by Turkey and Iran. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to call for more work on bridging the gap between police and communities of color. Mr. Obama said that in order to face the issues of discrimination squarely, he convened a task force on community policing made up of police officers, activists, and academics. Their goal was to find common sense steps to build up trust and cooperation between communities and police. According to a USA Today newspaper analysis of FBI data last year, nationally, African Americans are arrested at much higher rates than people of other races. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.